So let's continue on with this case. So this patient sounds like theoretically, if she were presenting today, maybe would be a candidate for any one of these three CDK inhibitors. What actually happened with her?
So at that time, I started her on the only one that was approved, which is palbociclib and letrozole. And she did fabulously well. It was almost the best case scenario in all possible ways. So to begin with, she didn't have any neutropenia that required dose reduction. Secondly, the breast mass continued to shrink. And actually today when I saw her, today was the first time when I could not palpate discrete breast mass. And radiographically, her bone disease significantly improved. It improved to the point like, so when she first came in, she was using a walker to walk. And she walks without a walker. She walks normally. So she has very little manifestations of her disease. The interesting things were the toxicity that she has. Again, you learn these little less common toxicities when you talk to people who are doing well because they mention it more. So this lady has rhinorrhea and watery eyes, which I learned from Sarah was a documented side effect from palbociclib. I actually was not aware of that before. But when you actually talk to her, she mentioned as being something bothersome to her. So she didn't have the classic neutropenia or alopecia, but it was a bothersome side effect. And Sarah mentioned that it's a documented side effect of the drug.
How long has she been on the palbo-letrozole?
Approximately 15 months.
And when did she start developing the rhinorrhea?
So it's funny, like, to be honest with you, today was the first day she ever really mentioned it to me. And I think it's because, like, she's gotten better and better about the way she feels, that these things are now more apparent. Because today when I see her, like on the first day that I met her, she looked sick. Like even if I did not know that she had metastatic breast cancer, if I was looking at her, she just appeared quite ill. Whereas today, if I look at her, I'm not sure that I would know that there was anything really wrong with her. She looks pretty normal.
So Sarah, can you talk a little bit about some of the unusual side effects, for example, rhinorrhea that this patient has?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty rare. I've seen it in a couple patients who feel like they get kind of the watery eyes or a little bit of a runny nose. They just, you know, drip a little bit more. And so I have seen it on occasion with these drugs, but it's pretty unusual. You know, I think the other thing we sometimes see, you know, is some very low-grade nausea that comes up. That's pretty unusual. This fatigue that we see with the CDK4/6 inhibitors does come up as well. That's more common. So that's something we see in several patients. So, you know, I think while generally these drugs are very well tolerated, they do run into these issues with some fatigue, some GI kind of side effects, nausea, diarrhea, count issues, the alopecia, you know, they can occur.